The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
It's always a pleasure when Otto's here.
It's a pleasure when you're here.
And, well, thank you. And just before we go to our first guest, I always like to bring the importance of what Project Independence is in the town of North Hempstead. And it's our initiative to help seniors age in place. And the most important thing you have to remember is 311. Because if you have any questions whatsoever during the course of the week, you call 311 and they'll get assistance. Actually, in June 2017, there's been 182,000 calls that have come in through the 311 number for the town of North Hempstead, of which 40-some-odd percent are strictly Project Independence. And that is for healthcare-related issues, for social issues, for shopping. We have transportation, for medical visits, for shopping visits. Bottom line, if you have a question about something, you just need an answer. We have social workers and nurses. It's tremendous. And on this program here, we constantly try to bring people on to educate and entertain. Because the best way to learn something is if you enjoy listening. And we've been listening to Marie Karnazan, right? Karnazan, who is the EPIC, E-P-I-C, outreach representative for New York, downstate area, for the last X number of minutes prior to the start of the show. And I think you're going to learn about EPIC and enjoy this very much because she's knowledgeable, but she also is a lovely lady. Good morning, Marie, and thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, John. Good morning, and good morning to a lovely audience out there. We have a great information to bring out to you out there.
Just the first and most simplest question is, what is EPIC? Somebody hears this for the first time, and they're talking like, this lady's going to talk about EPIC. What's EPIC?
EPIC. EPIC, E-P-I-C, is an elderly pharmaceutical insurance coverage program. It's actually a New York State pharmaceutical program that is available to New York residents who are on Medicare Part D, and it actually assists them with the cost sharing of their prescription.
Okay.
Now, you said Part D. If you don't have Part D insurance with Medicare, you can't get EPIC. How does that work?
What a good question, and it's going to be very complicated later. stay on the chair, right? So, can you have EPIC without Medicare Part D? EPIC is actually a state program that assists the Medicare beneficiaries with the copayment after their Part D covers their prescription. So, yes, of course, you have to have Medicare, and you must be on a Medicare Part D in order for EPIC to benefit you.
I guess the problem I have is we talked a little bit before we started here. I thought everybody had Part D. Like when you hit a certain point in your life, basically you have to have Part D. At least that's what I thought.
Right.
But what I'm hearing is that that's not the case. There are some people that don't have Part D. And why wouldn't they have it?
Very good question. Why would someone not have Part D? Let's talk about the history, basically, about Part D. How do you get Part D? Number one, in order for somebody to have Part D, you have to be 65 and older and have Medicare Part A or Medicare Part B. And there's also some individuals who are under 65 that are on Medicare. Those individuals that are 65 years old and under 65 will not qualify for the EPIC program. But we're going to focus on the individuals who will qualify for EPIC. 65 years old and older, be a New York State resident, and also be eligible for Medicare Part D. To be eligible for Medicare Part D, you must have Part A or Part B of Medicare.
Can I just stop you? No, not stop you. What's the difference between A and B? Or that's, you know.
Medicare Part A and B is very general. I could say that it's your medical coverage through Medicare.
Okay.
So Part A is your hospital and Part B is your medical.
Oh, okay.
But Part D is the
medical
prescription.
Medical meaning doctor visits.
Correct.
Okay.
So Part D is actually the prescription coverage part of it, which is the one that EPIC helped the member, is what we will focus on today.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's Medicare C? Is there such a thing?
there are some individuals. Yes, that's a very good question. And sometimes there are individuals that says, Marie, I have Part C and you're talking about EPIC. How can that work? Yes, there is such thing as a Part C, which is the health insurance that usually sometimes it covers their medical and hospital. And there are times there are Part C that covers prescriptions as well. And it comes with their Part D. So, yes, you can have Medicare Part A, B, C, and D together with EPIC.
Yes, like HMO, Medicare Advantage or whatever. I mean, we can get into a very complicated thing as far as Medicare goes.
No, it's difficult. But the point is, this is from an informational point of view, like for somebody listening, and repeat, the number is 311. So if you want to get in touch with Marie, you know, and you, obviously you're driving the car, getting dizzy right now, and going to drive into a tree. Just, you know, later on this afternoon, call 311 and we'll get you the information. Beautiful. But no, this is important and it's confusing.
It is very confusing. So we do have a card that usually goes around when we're out in the community.
Oh, okay.
And we give it out to folks. And if they have questions about their Medicare, thank you, Dr. Favios. So they can call 1-800-MEDICARE to get details information about Medicare. But they could call Epic. They have a live representative in the call center that could answer all the questions that they may have about how they will their Part D will be covered in their prescription copay with Epic.
Now, this is the phone number. This is the government organization. Because I'm going to be 65 at the end of the year, and like at the beginning of the year, I get mail every day from some organization. And I'm saying, it's John Doe agency and this. And I said, well, there's got to be a number that's a legitimate number that's not going to go through somebody.
Well.
Go ahead.
I'm very happy to hear you're going to be 65. You'll be a legitimate senior for Senior Talk Radio.
Congratulations.
That's a big thing. One of the things, let's go back a notch, all right? As I understand it, Epic is really a supplement to Part D to help people within certain income categories pay for pharmaceuticals or drugs, whatever term you want to use. Like I just happen to get this thing in the mail from which I think we can use to relate to what we're trying to get across to people, where they're telling me, understand Medicare Part D drug payment stages. Now, they tell me I have an annual deductible, and I think that varies from whoever you have for Part D. It varies all over the lot depending on who you have and what the premiums are. And then they tell you have an initial coverage of, in my case, $3,700 for drugs out of pocket. Is that a standard number, or is that a number that varies from whoever you have for coverage?
Just say that again. You have a $3,700?
Well, yeah, you have stages with Part D. And the first one is your initial coverage period.
Okay.
Where until your drug costs reach $3,700, you're in the initial coverage area. Is that a constant no matter who you have for Part D? Do you know?
Very good question. So the first part of the question you asked earlier was, first, is Epic an insurance? Epic is actually supplemental to the insurance that the Medicare beneficiary has.
Okay.
Okay? So you can actually have your private health insurance, which could be a Part C, or it could be a private PPO, MAPD, or HMO plan, or a supplemental plan. That's your private insurance that may probably cover your Part D prescriptions as well, and it covers your doctors and hospital. Now, Epic stands by itself only for prescription coverage. So it supplements to the insurance coverage that the individual may already have, because it actually minimize, or if I may say, lower the out-of-pocket expense for the individual for their copayments on their prescription after their insurance cover their prescription. The second part of the question, which is where folks get very confusing, is the term I'm going to throw in that may probably sound very common to folks is the coverage gap or the donut hole.
Yes.
Okay? So based on the question you're asking, you're probably asking, how is Medicare Part D work for individuals? First, Medicare, when you have a Part D has phases, which is four phases, as you mentioned. There's a deductible phase, which is the time that the individual is responsible to pay 100% out of pocket for their prescription. Okay? And during that phase, the insurance doesn't help the member with the copayment for their with the entire cost of their prescription. And Epic is also not available to assist the member during the deductible phase. However, not all insurance companies or Part D comes with a deductible phase, because some of them sometimes design their benefits for the year that the member does not have a deductible. But in general,
you pay a higher premium usually for when they don't have a deductible. I think you get it coming or going.
Well, it all depends on the insurance that they choose, which is, you know, private.
Right.
However, but in general, Medicare Part D comes in those four phases where an individual may have a deductible. However, during that phase, Epic will not be to assistance to the member. Now, once the deductible has been met, the member goes into the second stage, which is called the initial coverage period. During the initial coverage phase, the individual is responsible to pay a copayment or what they call a cost sharing for their prescription, whether it's the generic or brand name prescription. So now if the individual has Epic, this is where they start seeing how does the Epic benefit, the program works for them and benefit them. Now that will depend, which is going to take us a little further down, because now it's going to get crazy. It's going to be a lot more confusion. So depends on the plan that the individual have.
Hello.
So guess what? If you fall into the Epic fee plan, you don't have to worry about this jargon. However, if you fall into the Epic deductible plan, which we will elaborate a lot more later, it will make sense. So let's keep it simple now. The deductible phase, the insurance doesn't cover you, and no Epic helps. Then you go on the initial coverage phase. If you are into the Epic fee plan, when you're paying your copayment, Epic will lower the copayments for you. After the total drug cost adds up to $37.50, as you have seen in the paper, the individual now enters what they call the coverage gap or the do not hold that they often refer to. At that time, the individual is responsible to pay for their prescription and they receive a discount.
I just happen to have it here. It's 40% of the cost of the brand name drugs and 51% of the cost for generic drugs.
Great.
And then my question always is, well, who decided the cost and how do I really know what I'm buying? You know, that's one of the flaws in my opinion. You know, they tell you what the price is and you're stuck. You got to pay it.
So this is in general how Part D is set up.
Right.
So this is just like a Medicare question. We could always call Medicare 1-800-MEDICARE, or the individual may call their health insurance plan to pretty much get like specific information about that. However, when they are receiving the discount during that phase, the coverage gap for their prescription, they actually have Epic. And Epic will actually lower the cost of that prescription. And a member who have Epic, they never pay more than $20 for their prescription. So this is when the program gets very beautiful for folks who are using it. So if you are into the Epic fee plan, we're still in the Epic fee plan, right? So now you hit the donut hole where you're only getting a discount for your prescription, and your copayment, what happens to this prescription, really skyrocket because it becomes a lot more expensive. It could be tens of thousands of dollars. It could be hundreds of dollars. My father, for example, we're getting personal here, okay, has
That's
a prescription.
Good.
He went into the coverage gap. His copayment was $657.
Wow.
Okay? So guess what? That is on Epic. And I went to the pharmacy. I flashed the Epic card in addition to his insurance card while he's in a coverage gap, and his copayment became $20.
I think what's important for people to understand is you're not selling anything here. Epic is free for people who qualify. So this is not like a sales pitch for Epic. You know, this is...
Right, that's a good point.
You know, this is...
Just
nobody,
educational.
This is not being
somebody to save some
somebody
money.
Trying to sell something. This is something they're trying to give you that'll help you save money with your drugs, if you qualify.
That's a very good point, and thank you so much for bringing that up. We're non-competitive, I'll say. We're not... we don't have any competitors, to
right.
be honest with you, because this program is only available in New York State to New York residents, as I mentioned earlier. You could live anywhere in New York State and be eligible for that program. And as long as you have your Medicare Part D, you just enroll into Epic. And the great thing about it is you can enroll into this program at any time in the year. You can request to disenroll at any time in the year, but we don't want you to disenroll because right. we want you to take advantage of the program, yeah. which is available
Maya,
for
just
you.
Put you on hold for
but
a second,
it's not
take a, break.
A sales pitch because
yeah.
you do not have to buy it. It's just there for you.
Good. Marie, just give me 1 second. We have to take a break. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.